I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, as Israel celebrates the 60th anniversary of its founding, we'll talk about how immigrants from South America and Ethiopia have made the country home. But first, the latest political news here in the U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Senator Hillary Clinton handily beat her rival for the White House, Senator Barack Obama, in the West Virginia primary yesterday, so we want to talk about that. And in Mississippi, a Democrat will take over a congressional seat long held by Republicans. Here to tell us more is Ken Rudin, NPR's political editor, The Political Junkie. Thanks so much for stopping in.
Hi, Michelle.
So Hillary Clinton wins West Virginia. Does it change anything?
Well, it keeps her going. It gives her reason to stay in the race. Obviously, it was her probably her second biggest win of the year. She won Arkansas with like 70%. I think she won West Virginia by about 66, 67%. A big win for her. But again, if you look at the numbers, if you look at the math, ultimately it changes nothing. Barack Obama still has a 600,000-plus vote lead in the popular vote. He still has 150 to 170 delegates, more than she does. He's approaching the – and even since yesterday's primary results – he picked up two more superdelegates from people who could have picked, you know, could have seen a Hillary Clinton momentum, but did not.
Did not. The West Virginia contest was where we heard Senator Clinton really trumpet her base of white working class voters. Now, a number of commentators, both black and white, it has to be said, saw this as race baiting. But her folks are saying she's just, you know, it's just the facts, ma'am. So I'd like to ask you, do you think, is this vote pro-Hillary or anti-Obama?
I think yes. The answer is yes. In that, I think both are true. I think certainly in a state that is 95% white, in a state that culturally is, you know, a lot of people there make less than $50,000 a year. It is the second oldest state in the country, next to Florida, less educated, very few college graduates compared to the rest of the country. This is the kind of demographics that Hillary Clinton has done very well with, and conversely, Barack Obama has done poorly with.
But is this, what do the polls suggest? Does this poll suggest that these voters just won't vote for a black man, or is it him? Or is there something about him that they don't like? Or is it they just dig her?
Exit polls did show that more in West Virginia, more than any other state, that it was more race conscious. Now, we could talk about whether Hillary Clinton's comments earlier about her white support was either racist or racial. But unlike the earliest white states that went very strongly for Barack Obama, Wisconsin, Colorado, Idaho, Iowa even, race has been on the forefront, perhaps due to suggestions by the Hillary Clinton campaign. And West Virginia was a perfect state for that strategy to bear out.
Let's talk about Mississippi, deeply conservative state, special election to fill the seat vacated by Roger Wicker, a Republican appointed to the U.S. Senate, when Trent Lott quit to become a lobbyist. If you can follow all that, Democrat Travis Childers handily beat Republican Greg Davis. Now, both these guys are going to be on the ballot again in November, so
we are not live, are we?
Yes, we are.
We are live. Okay, it's Travis Childers.
Childers.
Sorry. I apologize. Mm-hmm. But it was a big defeat for the Republican Party. This is a district that President Bush won with 62% in 2004. Roger Wicker, the Republicans, handily won this seat since it was open in 1994. Vice President Cheney went down there 2 days ago for the Republican nominee. And what they tried to do is a tactic which really didn't work. They tried to make the conservative Democrat into a liberal caricature, which obviously failed.
Why did it fail? I mean, they tried to tie him to presidential candidate Barack Obama, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Again, some people suggested that was race involved, and the Republicans said it's their politics. It's not their profile. They're just too liberal. And they try. Why didn't it work to tie him to these national candidates?
Well, because Travis Childers is pro-gun. He's pro-life. He is a prototypical Mississippi Democrat, you know, very conservative, very socially conservative. He has as much in common with Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi as you know, perhaps Roger Wicker does, the Republican, or Trent Lott does. But it was a Republican strategy almost done out of desperation. They know the economy is hurting. Gasoline prices are rising. There's great dissatisfaction with President Bush, even among Republican voters, and they felt that was a strategy to use. It failed miserably. It's the third pickup by a Democrat in a special election this year, which hasn't happened since the Watergate year of 1974.
Republicans think this is, or Democrats and Republicans both think this is a problem for the fall.
It's absolutely a problem. The Republicans are very nervous. They really don't have a strategy what to do about the fall elections.
Ken Rudin, NPR's political junkie, joined us in our Washington studio. Thanks so much for stopping in.
Thanks, Michelle.